Hello everybody, welcome back to Utalk TV. And today we're going to have five expressions, okay? Five expressions that are dedicated to our friend Andres Torres from Alicante. He's our partner and our friend there. And he said, he's a subscriber here. And he said, okay, y me dijo hace poco. He told me recently, you know, friend, here's the list of expressions, idioms, etc. and so on, como se dice, etc. and so on, that you may want to check out, echar un vistazo, check out. So I just went through the list, eché un vistazo a la lista, and I picked some of the expressions and idioms. Por cierto, idioms, que se usa mucho idioms, it's a sentence or a catchphrase, una frase hecha, that you understand, entiendes todas las palabras, you understand all the words, pero no entiendes el significado final. Yeah, yeah, subscribe, subscribe. You're not gonna die. Subscribe, subscribe. And it won't make you cry. Subscribe, 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 subscribe. All right, so, for example, okay, like, look up, okay? Look it up. Consulta en el diccionario. Look it up. Tú entiendes que es look it, míralo arriba. Pero el significado final no es mirarlo arriba, sino looky-tube, pronunciado look it up, significa consultar o mirar el diccionario, ¿ok? So, that'll be an example of una frase idiomática, o an idiom. So, anyways, so he sent us this list, and I went through the list, so I picked five catchphrases, or five sentences, frases hechas, that you might like. So, the first one is to get the hang of something. To get the hang of something es coger el cuelgue de algo, ¿ves? Aquí también entiendes, coger el cuelgue de algo. Significa coger el tranquillo de algo, ¿ok? To get the hang of something, okay? So if you get the hang of something, significa que ya le has pillado la marcha. All right, like, you know what? Speaking English, it's a little bit difficult. But once you get the hang of it, it's a piece of cake, okay? No te preocupes, yo ya le cogerás el tranquillo. Don't worry, you will get the hang of it. Y hay que decirlo así, ¿vale? Eso es una cosa con las frases hechas que hay que decirlas de una tirada. No puedes decir, you can get the hang of it. No, you have to say, don't worry, you'll get the hang of it, all right? So, yes, le cogerás el tranquillo a cantar esa canción. You'll get the hang of singing that song, okay? Don't worry. So, get the hang of it. And I hope you get the hang of studying English every day, all right? So, anyways, get the hang of something is the first expression. And the second, ¿cómo se dice segundo? The second, okay? Un amigo también decía second. No, the second expression. The second expression is to take something for granted, okay? Es que es dar algo por hecho. Okay, so no lo es por hecho, ¿eh? No es tan fácil. Don't take it for granted. Fíjate, don't take it for granted. Todo junto, don't take it for granted. Se puede usar para personas o para cosas, ¿vale? Para cosas, pues mira, yo es que ya lo di por hecho que esta venta estaba hecha, okay? So I took it for granted that this was already sold, but it wasn't, okay? También se puede usar para personas, típico de una pareja. You took me for granted. Oh, I'm sorry I took you for granted. I won't do it anymore. And you know how much you mean to me. Okay? So pues es que no me valoraba el tío. Si que, mira, pensaba que siempre estaba yo ahí. So he took me for granted. Y ahora voy a dar su merecido. Now I'm going to teach him a lesson. Anyways, to take something for granted is the second expression. Number three, third expression. Okay, it's going to be, it rings a bell. Significa, me suena, ¿vale? Oye, pues, ¿conoces esta palabra? Pues me suena. It rings a bell. Fíjate, suena una campana. It rings a bell. No me suena. It doesn't ring a bell. It doesn't ring a bell. It's funny. Es curioso. ¿Cómo se dice curioso? It's funny. It's funny because no se conjuga. Por ejemplo, te dicen, oye, ¿conoces a Arturo González? Y dirías, no dirías, he rings a bell. No, se dice, it doesn't ring a bell. Incluso aunque nos refiramos a esa persona, ¿vale? It doesn't ring. Este sonido es muy típico en los anglosajones. It doesn't ring a bell. It's funny. O, it rings a bell. A lo mejor lo conozco. It rings a bell. Acordaros, rings con la R. Sister paper, rings. Nada de rings, ¿vale? It rings a bell. Y nada de bell, sino bell, ¿ok? Como Manuel, Miguel, Raquel, bell. It rings a bell. It rings a bell, ¿ok? Como queráis, pero hay que decirlo así. Por el mismo precio hay que hacerlo bien, ¿all right? All right, so for the same price, just do it properly. Ok, so number three, it rings a bell. All right, let's check out. Vamos a echar un vistazo. Let's check out number four, which is to burn the candle at both ends, okay? To burn the candle at both ends, okay? Es quemar la vela por los dos extremos, okay? ¿Qué significa esto? Que estás trabajando, estás forzando la máquina, all right? Estás trabajando demasiado, you're burning the candle at both ends, okay? Lo bueno de estas frases es que son muy largas, pero una vez que te la aprendes, te da tiempo a pensar lo que vas a decir después. So, oh man, watch out, ten cuidado, because you're burning the candle at both ends, all right? So, mientras te dices esa frase tan larga, te da tiempo a pensar todo lo que vas a decir después, okay? So, to burn the candle at both ends es trabajar demasiado. Y se puede solo usar, it's normally used to emphasize a situation where a friend of yours, a family member that you know firsthand, de primera mano, they're working too much. So you'd say, to emphasize that, you're burning the candle at both ends. Or he's burning the candle at both ends. Or she's burning the candle at both ends. Okay, I'm going to give you an extra, that'd be number four, but I'm going to give you an extra bonus here con candle, que es, este, fijaros, no te llega a la suela del zapato, ¿ok? Y eso sería, he can't hold a candle to you. No te puede ni siquiera sujetar una vela. He can't hold a candle to you, all right? So I thought about that, because I thought about it, fíjate, pensé en eso. I thought about it, zara, como la tienda de ropa. I thought about it because it's related, candle, ¿ok? So you burn the candle at both ends, and he can't hold a candle to you, all right? He can't hold a candle to you. All right, so that's number four, an extra bonus. And number five is off the top of my head, off con doble S, ¿vale? A bote pronto, off the top of my head. So how many people were there at the party? Oye, ¿cuánta gente había en la fiesta? Y dirías, pues así a bote pronto. Yes, off the top of my head, I'd say, yo diría, there were around 500 people, okay? So off the top of my head. So, ¿tú crees que, cuánto crees que ha costado ese coche? Off the top of my head, a bote pronto. When you're estimating, cuando estás calculando algo, off the top of my head. Parecida a esta y también como a esta, y también como extra bonus, es right off the bat. Right off the bat. Justo como sacado del murciélago. Es una cosa muy rara, pero se usa mucho, sobre todo en Estados Unidos, right off the bat, como para decir algo, enfatizar que es de buenas a primeras. Yeah, so come on, say, so how many people were there? Come on, no, I don't know. You'd say, come on, say something. Right off the bat, how many people do you think there were there? Okay, so right off the bat, como algo inmediatamente, de, así improvisando, okay, de buenas a primeras. Right off the bat, okay? Yes, he said it. He just said it right off the bat, okay? So, de inmediato. So, there you go, our five expressions. I hope you understood them. Let us know if you have any more questions. And we'll get back to you in no time. Also, make a comment, and suggestions are welcome too. Give us a like if you liked it. And subscribe to the channel and share the video and help us save the English language in Spain. All right. Hope you like these five expressions. Let us know if you have any questions and see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Subscribe. You're not gonna die. Subscribe. And it won't make you cry. Come on, dude, don't be a fool. Just go ahead and make that move. Yeah, yeah, subscribe. You're not gonna die. Subscribe. And it won't make you cry. Subscribe.